The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Thursday, not just any Thursday. It's Draft Night Thursday. Daniel Jeremiah, former front office executive and now an analyst for NFL Network, has his final mock draft. He'll join us coming up. Here's something I was just told by a source of mine. Could the Colts move up past the Jets to get Brock Bowers? Because there are some mocks that have the Jets waiting for Brock Bowers, which I'm sure Aaron Rodgers, not used to getting any offensive weapons, certainly at wide receiver, tight end, would be like, yeah. But could the Colts leapfrog them? Now, this the same source who said he didn't buy into J.J. McCarthy going fourth overall. Unless somebody goes up and gives, you got to trade up to get that. And what are you going to give Arizona to move into number four? Arizona might just stay there and say, we didn't get anything good enough. We're going to take Marvin Harrison. Like, that's somebody you need right now. You can get the best receiver on the board, and you can help Kyler Murray. But we, I think, have been led. We've been told over and over and over, J.J. McCarthy is the fourth best quarterback. That doesn't mean he's going to go fourth overall. And could he fall a little bit here? And could he fall maybe to the Vikings at 11? That's just some of the chatter this morning. But there's really nothing there yet. We know something's going to happen tonight. The question is, when does it happen? You know, Will Levis was supposed to be, we were told Will Levis is a top 15 pick. You know, he's going to be, he could be a top 10, top 15 at worst. He didn't hear his name first day. We're told a lot of things. But who is the one who, or ones telling these people, these analysts, who then tell us? That's really the key to all of this. Is it agent? I mean, Jim Harbaugh swears by J.J. McCarthy. Okay, that was his player. Of course he's going to hype him. If it was an Ohio State quarterback, would he be going, hey, that guy, great quarterback? Probably not. J.J. McCarthy, his quarterback, wants to see him get drafted high. But my source said, I'm not buying it. It's like the Giants keep telling us they're taking a quarterback, or at least the leaks or the sources. Why would you tell anybody what you're doing? Doesn't make any sense. Seton, what's poll question today for the final hour?
We got three up there right now, Dan. We've got more interested in the landing spot for Marvin Harrison Jr. or Brock Bowers. Right now, Marvin Harrison Jr., it's about 55% of that vote. Wide receiver more likely to be traded today, Brandon Ayuk barely edging out T. Higgins. It's almost like both people expect both to be traded.
Mm.
And then more likely to trade out of their pick. This one also super, super close. The Cardinals at 51%
okay.
Over the Patriots.
All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. While all of this is going on tonight, the Lakers are in a must. It's a double must-win situation. The 76ers, who they are in a must-win situation as well. They're at home. They're favored by 4.5. The Nuggets are favored by 1 against the Lakers. Also, you have the Cavs and the Magic, with the Magic favored by 2. Though NBA last night, the Heat beat the Celtics thanks to the three-point shot. It's the great equalizer. You don't have Jimmy Butler, but you made your threes. You're shooting over 50% from three-point range. You make 23 of those. Man, you got a chance. Thunder roll the Pelicans. They're up 2-0. So Cavs Magic, Knicks Sixers, Nuggets, and the Lakers. All right, so I mentioned Daniel Jeremiah. Oh, by the way, take advantage. Dan's Deals, we've been telling you about this. It was in the newsletter last night. Now it's open for everybody. It's accessible. All my listeners, handpicked by me. Limited quantities available. Once they're gone, they're gone. But you have today and tomorrow, and then we'll try to extend it to Monday to help you with Mother's Day. We take care of everything. All your shopping is right there. And we have factored in everybody's budget, but you're getting 50 to 60% off all of these prices, retail prices, and some great opportunities. This is the third year we've done it. Great success the first 2 years. A couple of phone calls in here. Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. Welcome back.
Oh, hey, DP. Good timing. In honor of Dan's Deals, a quick shout out today to Gladys Love Presley. Today is her birthday. That's Elvis's mom. And you've had a lot of talk about football recently, but I think the story that America really wants to know, which you guys haven't talked about, is whatever happened to Marvin on his 40th birthday?
Oh. Was there any intrigue with Marvin with his 40th birthday?
Did he go to Vegas? Did he?
Did you do anything, Marvin?
Yeah, my wife took me to New York City, went to Broadway.
You went to Broadway?
Yeah, that was it. All Nothing right. too crazy.
Yeah. What'd you see on Broadway?
Someone just perked up?
Yeah.
Oh?
No, I saw MJ the Musical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Who played Scottie Pippen?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I see what you did. See?
That play is called 23andMe, the Scottie Pippen story.
Mm. All right.
Oh, okay.
Mm. That's fun.
Dang. I like that. Wow. I'm going to give you a bloop.
Yeah, you guys are crushing right
now. Yeah.
Shout out front row.
Are we going to have Michael Jordan the play? I don't know. I don't know how you would do it, but it's weird. How many times when you say, oh, wow, they're making that into a Broadway show, and then they do it?
When they perform, and I took that personally at the Tonys, they're like from the Academy, you know, the Tony Award winning show,
yeah.
23andMe, yeah. And I took that personally.
Yeah. The Michael Jordan show, Broadway. Yes, yes, Paul.
There have been Broadway plays that are sports related. Not a ton of them. There was a Rocky Broadway play.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how it did.
Mm-hmm. It was a knockout.
Yeah. I'm going to look for more, but there I found a few.
Okay. Todd, you have a SportsCenter tease.
I do.
Okay, so this is if you were at the mothership and you were getting ready for tonight.
What I would write and perform on the 6 or 11 SportsCenter.
Okay, all right. So here's Todd Fritz, former ESPN employee, and could end up back there in 3.5 years.
Coming up on SportsCenter, the butler didn't do it. How the Heat threw a Boston 3 party at TD Garden without Jimmy Buckets. They made Garth proud. The Thunder rolls once again against the Pels. Will there be mayhem in Motown? Which GMs have been lying about who they really want to draft? And we're not joshing about Drake. Will New England become the Matriots at 3? Also, will a former Trojan ride like a horse in the Windy City or get blown over, unable to bear the pressure? Don't burrow your head. A couple of Bengals want no more of the Natty. It may be spring, but the Leafs are falling in Toronto. Some thought it was Bush League. A former running back gets reunited with his hardware. We'll explain. Loyalty pays. Ask Rory and Tiger. We're on the clock, so let's go. SportsCenter now.
All right. I'm going to give you a bloop.
I'll take it.
Give you a bloop. How about that loyalty? Imagine you're Tiger Woods and you wake up and they go, Tiger, we're going to honor you with $100 million for your loyalty to the PGA Tour. He's not even playing.
It's like a retention bonus.
Yes.
You know, like, hey, you've been employed here for a long time. Yeah. Here's a thank you.
And then Rory getting $50 million, although he said, you know, you can never give us enough because of what the other players got going to the LIV Tour. But $50 million is still $50 million. And for Tiger, $100 million for not going to the LIV Tour. Yes, Paul?
I'm really curious. Like, Tiger Woods has to be over $1 billion in net worth. Right? It's got to be in that neck of the woods.
Well, I don't know what his wife got.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah.
Let's say he's worth $900 million. Right?
Okay.
Okay, throw it. When he gets the call out of nowhere and finds out he's getting $100 million, does that affect his day? How much time does he spend on it? Does he celebrate in any way, fist pump? And I'm not joking. Like, does he like, oh, that's fantastic? Because it doesn't change what he's doing tomorrow.
It doesn't change his life.
No.
I don't think he says, I can buy a bigger plane or a bigger boat, bigger house.
Like, I can relax now.
Yes. Yeah. Now I don't have to go through this grind of golf. Yes, Todd.
But if you're having a moment where you're just feeling down or whatever, and you just decide to go into your accounts just to see how the numbers have changed into the billions, you know, that's got to, you know, cheer you up a little bit, just have a little fun on
your laptop. But aside from the difference between 800 and 900 is 100 million, does it change your life?
It shouldn't. Unless you're looking to buy parts of the world.
Let's guess Tiger Woods' net worth.
I have it as recently as 2 months ago, the estimate.
Now, are we factoring in the 100 million?
I'm going to tag it on there.
Okay, thank you. Todd, what is Tiger Woods worth?
I think he's now just squeezed into the very beginning of the billion, 1.06 billion.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to go with a strong 1.5 bill.
How about you, Marvin?
I'm going to say 1.2 billion.
All right. I'm going to go 1.35.
I have it over 1.4 billion. That they said a conservative estimate is 1.3 to 1.4. Mm. That was before yesterday's 100 mil.
Oh, okay.
So it's closer to 1.5. Yeah, so then
that'd be a bloop for Seton. Yeah, congratulations, Seton. Yes, Todd?
Is it safe to say every time you go out with a group that you should pick up the tab? You shouldn't have to, but if you have $1 billion and everyone else is making 60, 70K or whatever, shouldn't you just always pay?
I think Tiger has a reputation being a little thrifty. I don't know if he goes out and just says, I got it. Or you just assume that you got it.
So I like when billionaires are like, well, why do I have to pay?
Exactly.
Because you have all the money.
Yeah.
You have all the money. Yeah. That's why rich people have to pay. You have all the money.
Yeah, but I want to keep all the money. I don't want to be spending it all the time on you guys.
That's already more money than on you guys. That's already more money than anyone can possibly spend.
Yes, Todd.
I'll pay, but appetizers and desserts, you guys took advantage last time.
Cowboy ribeye again? Really? Yeah. And dessert?
Got dessert, okay. And you were full. You didn't even want to eat. You just got it just to get it.
I love the story of Dale Murphy. And Dale Murphy was as straight as you could possibly be. Religious person. Played for the Braves, then went to the Phillies. Now, he's with the Phillies with those knuckleheads. Lenny Dykstra and Darren Dalton, Pete Incaviglia. And they were in Chicago. They had played a game at Wrigley. And I met up with them, because I was there watching the game. And I remember John Kruk saying that Murph would pick up the tab. He won't pick up the alcohol that you drink. And so they got a free meal because Dale Murphy picked it up. But if you drank, you had to pick up the alcohol. Yes, Paul.
Okay, but let's say you're out to dinner with Tiger, and he's with six dudes, and each of these dudes is like making hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're well off. The expectation that he picks up the check is fine, but you have to do the attempt to pick up the check, right? Let's say every once in a while you're one of Tiger's crew that they go out to dinner and they go to a steakhouse. The bill's $2,000 for dinner. Someone in the room has to go, you know, I got this one. And then Tiger goes, no, 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 no. But the attempt to pay the check is respected.
No, what I want you to do is go up to the waitress or the maitre d' and say, hey, don't take his credit card. I got it. That's the move to do.
I thought you say go up to the maitre d' and say, make sure Tiger gets it.
Yes. Yeah.
Make sure.
Hey,
I'm going to
act like it. And then I want you to say, Mr. Woods is paying for this.
Right.
Of course he's got $1.4 billion. Why am I paying for this?
Taking you guys out to dinner all the time, I'm going to be not a billionaire anymore.
Yes.
I spent $500 million taking you guys out to dinner, and now I'm only worth $900 million. Not a lot of dinners left.
Nope. But it does register when, you know, you have somebody who goes up and says, look, I got this. All right, here, take my credit card. And then, you know, you refuse to take Tiger's credit card. Yes, Paul.
Let's say we all went out to dinner. We were down in
Dallas.
Like
we always do, and then I pick up the check.
No, let's say Mark Cuban said, we're all going out to dinner tonight. We're going to go to
the
nice
I thought we were going to make it about us.
No.
When I said to Todd, I said, you're going to pick up the check? And Todd's like, no.
I left my wallet at home again. How does that happen every time we're going out to dinner?
Yeah. Let's say it's Mark Cuban.
The type of restaurant is drastically changing if we're paying and you're paying.
That's okay. That's okay. It's a thought. We go to Taco Bell. It's okay. Thought that counts.
Get a sub, chips, and a drink. That's plenty.
Yeah.
Maybe a cookie if you
want. For you?
Not checking the wine list and do they have the right oysters.
No. You know? No. We're going to Jimmy John's or wherever.
Ah, you're talking.
Yeah, Todd. Could you eat there every single day?
No, I'd mix it up between Jersey Mike's and pizza and Chinese.
Oh, what did I call it? Jersey Johns?
Well, there is a Jimmy Johns.
Johns.
I like Jersey Mike's.
And then Jersey Mike's.
I get a couple pizza, deli sandwiches, bagels, Chinese. That'll cover most of the week.
Isn't Jimmy Johns also like, is that one of those ones where it's Jimmy Johns in some part of the country, but then other parts it's like Roy's Stack or something like that? There's those like fast food places?
Yeah.
That's more like Sonic and Rally's, those drive-in burger places. In some states, they're Sonic. Some places it's called Rally's. Yeah.
Seton, didn't you bring up Sonic earlier today?
Oh, yeah, because I was watching the Thunder play last night, and I was like, you know what? That logo, Oklahoma City Thunder, a little more fast food-ish than NBA team. And it sort of reminded me, I was like, you know what? That kind of feels like a Sonic logo more than NBA franchise.
But not like Seattle Supersonics, which is where they came from.
No, but I think, isn't Sonic based in
Oklahoma?
It might be based in Oklahoma. I don't know. Sonic.
Is it an homage to the Sonic fast food restaurant?
Sonic headquarters. Checking. I think Seton has this one. I had them based in Oklahoma City.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That could be. Boy, that could be a great call.
I'm double checking this one.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
You know what their address is on? What street they live on as a corporation?
Sonic Drive.
Johnny Bench Drive. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's go, Johnny Bench.
Johnny from Binger, Oklahoma. Okay. During the look-in here, can we put up the Sonic fast food restaurant logo and then the Oklahoma City restaurant? Or Oklahoma City Thunder?
I can confirm the original Sonic Corporation was headquartered in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Is their logo a tribute to Sonic?
The blue is very similar. The color of the blue is very similar.
Wow.
Some of the lines are similar.
Wow. My day just changed with that information.
Good burgers. Those are good burgers. Crush those in college.
And then, did they used to have the waitresses on roller skates at Sonic? Or was it just a drive?
That was more like A&W Root Beer.
A&W Root Beer.
Oh, God bless America.
I used to love a Stewart's. I used to go to Stewart's all the time. That was another one you could pull up in your car, not get out. They brought the food out, hung the tray off the window.
Yeah.
Get a little bottle of root beer or orange soda. Yeah. It's good.
Cheeseburger or fried onions. Yo.
I've never had root beer that tasted better than A&W root beer.
That's pretty solid.
Ramblin' root beer was good back in
the day. With a frosty mug. Anywho.
How was their commercial, their frosty mug taste?
Daniel.
A&W root beer's got that frosty mug taste. Remember that commercial?
Easy here. This is in your wheelhouse.
It really is.
Fast food. Oh, my God.
Chain restaurants.
And 1970s and 80s.
Yes, chain restaurants and music from the 70s and 80s. That's it.
This is it's really Rally's and Checkers and Hardee's and Carl Jr. That's what it is I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk draft with Daniel Jeremiah. Come join us.
Nobody covers the NBA playoffs like we do.
And NFL draft. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win.
Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in, to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daniel Jeremiah set to join us. He's a host of Move the Sticks podcast, NFL Network analyst, former front office executive, and he dropped his final mock draft today, and he'll be on the call with the draft tonight with Rich Eisen at 8 Eastern on NFL Network. We're going to do this together, Daniel. Paulie has a draft comp, NFL.com, for Bo Nix. Now, I'm going to let you have the first guess. Player comp, Bo Nix, current or former player for Bo Nix is who?
Okay. My comp form was Tua, was a right-handed Tua. So that was my comp form.
Whoa. Okay. So he's got Tua. Todd, what about you? The player comp for Bo Nix.
I'm going to say...
You weren't ready for this question.
I was not, but I'm going to say...
Seton, I'm going to go to you.
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Ooh,
Andy Dalton.
Nice. I like that.
Okay. Yep. Marvin.
I like that one.
I don't know.
Weren't you ready for the... Is anybody listening around here?
Steve I am.
Erlein.
No, I was going to say like Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
Oh, okay.
Paul?
I know it, so you got to guess the last.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to go Josh Allen.
Okay. This is from Lance Zierlein, NFL.com's player comp for Bo Nix is Tony Romo.
Whoa!
Wow, Marvin.
Okay, maybe you were listening, Marvin.
Pulled that out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was, yeah. You weren't listening, were you?
I was. I got it right.
I know, but it was kind of a desperate Tony Romo pull there. All right. Explain how you do your mock draft.
I do the mock draft off of what I'm hearing. So it's, you know, talking to different people. I always explain it, Dan, when we talk about this, is the top 150 list, how I rank the players, how I stack the players. That's my eyes. That's what I see. That's my opinion of the players. The mock draft is based off of conversations with, you know, NFL teams. It's, you know, who have they worked out with? It's talking to college coaches. I called an offensive line coach for an SEC team last week. I called him. I said, hey, how's it going? He goes, I'm fishing. I go, all right, I'm not going to take too much of your time. Who's called you the like most on your tackle? What team has spent the most time with you? He gave me the team. Boom, there he goes in the mock draft. There was a lot of thought that really.
So you got your Chargers information by calling. Well done, well done. Okay,
right. Hey, right church, wrong pew.
Oh, okay, all right. So maybe you called somebody from Notre Dame.
No, I was thinking SEC.
SEC. Oh, yeah. SEC. Okay, all right. I don't think JJ McCarthy's going fourth. I get the feeling that we're going to have three quarterbacks, and then maybe Arizona just says, look, we got Marvin Harrison right in front of us. Unless you blow us away, we got a guy that can help Kyler Murray, and he's the best player in the draft, best receiver in the draft. And then I don't think the Giants are taking a quarterback because it feels like they keep telling us, or their leaks, or they're taking a quarterback. I don't like, why would they tell you what they're going to do? So that's just some of my observations here. That, and what do you think of those?
I absolutely co-sign on all of them.
Okay.
And that's why I've had the same thing going. I personally
I believe the Minnesota Vikings and the Giants are going to try, and they're going to keep trying until the pick is in at three to get up for Drake May at three with New England. They're going to keep trying to put more in the pot and really try and pry him out of New England. But if New England sticks and picks at three, and that's Drake May, and those top three quarterbacks are gone, I believe that the, as you do, I think Drake May was a Giants guy. I've never thought of them as the J.J. McCarthy team. And maybe that'll be the surprise, and I'll be glad to be wrong, and it'll be fun TV if they decide to do that. And I think the Minnesota Vikings, all in for Drake May, but comfortable with McCarthy or with Penix. No one, you know, to me, Dan, it helps when you put names with this, right? So I don't want to part with pick 23, and sometimes that doesn't compute with people. Well, let's put a name. Let's say Chop Robinson is pick 23. So if you're comparing J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix, you're really not. If I have to trade all the way up to get J.J. McCarthy and I have to trade part of that package is Chop Robinson, I'd rather have Michael Penix and Chop Robinson than J.J. McCarthy. So that's part of that calculus and why I think Minnesota might hold their water.
Are you, and I'm curious about this, that you want kind of chaos because you're going to be on the broadcast tonight, but then do you want chaos that disrupts your mock draft?
Once the mock draft show is over at 9 o'clock Eastern last night, I don't give a crud how many of those picks I get right. I mean, come on. It's like I just told you, I just put a player in a mock draft based off talking to a coach on a fishing boat. So, I mean, I'm not going to get too hung up on being right or wrong on those. I want the most entertaining, action-packed first round. I want the surprise at a left field because it is – I mean, I'm fortunate, Dan. You know these guys I get to be with. I mean, when you're with Rich and you're with Charles Davis, who does all the NFL games, you've got Joel Klatt, who's called 16 Michigan games. Like, I'm looking forward to those conversations, and I hope we're surprised as heck when these pick comes in.
The quarterback that might not work out is who?
Well, I've always said I got the opposite question of who do you think is going to be a home run, and my answer is always, well, who does Minnesota get? You know, the situation really matters there. Who might not work out? I would say that the situation I would be worried about most is probably New England if you get rushed onto the field. I know Elliott Wolf got upset about that, and he's pushed back and said he thinks they have the infrastructure to support a quarterback. I mean, I was there calling the Charger game last year, Dan, and they didn't score a point. So maybe I'm jaded on that one. They've got some work to do.
Yeah, I wonder what comes first, you know, the quarterback or the team. And I don't know if New England learned from Mac Jones. We got to have a team before we send Drake May out there. Because then Drake May, and you know, confidence plays such an important role at that position. And Mac Jones's confidence was shot. So that's where I'm wondering, do you just trade down and try to, you know, let's get some pieces here that can make you full, not Drake May go out. Drake May's not going to go out there and win games on his own right away. You know, Caleb can, I guess Jaden Daniels can, but I don't know if any of these other quarterbacks you're going to say, go out there, hey, make some magic here. What do you think of that logic for New England?
Yeah, two thoughts. One, if I'm Drake May and I get selected three by the New England Patriots, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send Jacoby Brissett $5,000 worth of spa treatments and say, stay stretched out. I want you to stay nice and limber. We got to get you through this season before we can get some more help. Then I can go play. That's the first thing I'm doing. The second thing I was thinking of is that conversation that you just had, or that thought you just had. Do you think that Kevin O'Connell, who was teammates with Gerard Mayo, is he not calling Gerard Mayo and saying, Gerard, your team's not ready for a quarterback? Come on, man. I've got all these picks. You come back here, you build up your team, and then I go up and get my quarterback.
Good call. If Andrew Luck, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, and Caleb Williams were all available tonight.
Oh, Andrew Luck would be one for me. That's as good a grade as I've ever given a quarterback.
Okay.
Joe Burrow would be two. Then you said Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and then Caleb.
Trevor Lawrence and then Caleb would be in that order for me. Hmm. And I like, and I, these are, I mean, not like Caleb's my top player in the draft. I love him, but stacked in that company, he'd be the last one.
Yeah, but Caleb's supposed to be generational.
I hate that word, by the way. Can we retire that?
Hey, I'm just mocking what the mock draft guys are telling. The analysts are all telling me all these things. He's generational. He's the next Patrick Mahomes.
I'll, I'll, I need to preface this by saying we have great editors, and I love ours. But if that's that maybe is in a report that I have, but I can guarantee you it was not that I wrote it. I probably wrote something that wasn't very flowery and didn't sound good, and that got edited in. But I do not enjoy that word.
Okay, when's the last time you didn't like a quarterback, but he worked out?
Where I didn't like a quarterback and he worked out. That's a great question. Well, I mean, the guy in San Francisco turned out all right. Turns out maybe I was wrong on Brock Purdy, as was the rest of the world. But that's one where I remember literally, you know, you get calls from agents all the time. And I mean, I should probably send an apology because I don't even remember who it was. But I do remember at one point in time getting a call saying, hey, I think I can get this quarterback from Iowa State. And I'm like, I mean, go ahead. But he's going to be practice squad, you know. Maybe drafted late, probably a priority free agent. You know, you probably can go, you know, hunt some other guys.
Yeah, but Daniel,
I probably cost that agent a lot of money on that second contract, you think?
But let's be fair. If Brock Purdy played on Carolina.
What looks different.
He's not Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Well, that's my whole point when we were talking about earlier, because people ask you before the draft, which one of these quarterbacks is going to hit big? And it'd be like in the past, like, well, which one gets to go play for Andy Reid? And then which one gets to go to Minnesota with all their weapons and Kevin O'Connell calling plays and a really good offensive line and a premier left tackle and a good tight end? Like, the situation, I don't know that it gets enough attention. And I know I get pushback saying, oh, that's a cop-out. That's an excuse for you to make if you like the player and he didn't pan out. And I'm like, I don't know how you divorce yourself from that, though. I mean, how many of these guys are truly – on a level where they transform their environment. Like, that's just, those are so, so few and far between.
Well, even Mahomes, I've said this, and my audience probably hates hearing it, but if you put him on Carolina, he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's probably a great curiosity. And we go, boy, if they ever surround him with talent, it's, you have to have, you know, your offensive coordinator has been there a while and your head coach has been there for a while. You have an offensive line, maybe a weapon or two. I mean, there's really a blueprint for success for these quarterbacks. It's rare, you know, David Klingler, go in there and make some magic there, David, or Tim Couch, go in there. Had they gone elsewhere, maybe they could have been successful. You know, David Carr, he's as talented as anybody I've seen in a long time. I mean, his confidence was gone. You know, Tua goes to a situation where you got a brilliant offensive-minded head coach and two of the fastest receivers in the game. You know, you can. If I put Tua in Carolina, he's not doing anything like this.
Well, think about this. I mean, and you've seen the numbers that just came in on the two guys that Detroit Lions just re-signed, in St. Brown and Sewell. Now, the next one they're going to do is going to be Jared Goff, and it's going to be a massive, massive number with where he is. Think about Jared Goff if Sean McVay never gets to L.A. Like, think about where that was trending for his career and how much that change that as a, still a young guy, but he was getting ready to be tossed aside. And he cranks back up his career to the point where he might end up being, if not the top, he's going to be like a top three paid quarterback in the NFL before too long.
Would you pay him that kind of money?
I think right now you're in your window, and I think you do, and he's in his prime and he's played well enough. Yeah, I think the way they've constructed their team, I think I would. I know this works. He fits in it. And maybe the best move of the offseason is not going to be talked about, but when Ben Johnson orchestrates that offense and then somehow they kept him, you know, so that was an incredible coup for them.
What's the most radical rumor you've heard so far?
Well, I tweeted it out a little bit ago, and it's so complicated, Dan, that I'm gonna actually have to pull it back up and read my own tweet because there's no way I could remember it.
So this is a rumor. This is not a report. Rumor. Just let everybody know.
So here it goes.
All right.
Minnesota gets up to 3 with New England. So the 11th pick goes to New England. Right after that, New England takes the same 11th pick, and they come up to 4 with Arizona. Right after that, Arizona, who now owns the 11th pick, comes up to 5 with the Chargers. So to summarize, 3, Minnesota, they get Drake May. 4, New England, they end up just ultimately going back one spot, and they get J.J. McCarthy, plus they'll end up with an extra pick, right? 5, Arizona, they've now still just dropped back one spot. They get the same guy that they would take in Marvin Harrison Jr. They get maybe a little extra pick there. And then the Chargers have made the move from 5 all the way down to 11, which would be a nice haul for them. They would be the one who ended up with the majority of the Vikings picks. But everybody kind of gets what they want, and then they get a little bit plus who they were going to take there. So it's a lot to take in, but that was presented to me this morning, and I had to write it down and stare at it for about 5 minutes before it sunk in.
Okay. Your pick for the Chargers got my attention because you're an analyst for the Chargers, and aside from being with the NFL Network, you know Harbaugh with how he builds a team. Does Harbaugh truly go offensive line? Is that the right pick for the Chargers?
Well, you know, I did a couple trades in there. I didn't want to do a million trades in a mock draft because it just kind of gets all messy. So I was connecting them with Latham. I think that would be the ideal move if they got back to 11. They go from 5 to 11. That's the fit. But look, there's a chance they can't get out and they're stuck there. And so I, you know, this is not based off of talking to Joe Ortiz. It's just based off of looking at the situation and saying Latham, he's played right tackle. He's a big, powerful guy. He's young. Harbaugh recruited him, so he's familiar with him. Joe Ortiz, who's with the Ravens for 25 years, and when you're with Ozzie Newsome for 25 years, you become very invested, even as an Auburn graduate and Alabama football players. He has a close relationship with Nick Saban. He'll have all the information.
But didn't you used to work for the Ravens as well there?
I did. Okay. I did, yeah. Okay. But I got literally I got a text from Ortiz this morning, which is the first communication we've had in 2 weeks, because I've learned a lot over the years doing this job, Dan, that your friends, they just don't want to lie to you, so they just ignore you for 2 weeks. So but that, you know, that to me, it feels like when Harbaugh, and this is, again, this is just a theory, this is not based off the conversation. Okay. Remember when Harbaugh got to Stanford, think about the landscape of the Pac-12 at that time. Oregon was humming, high flying. SC was rolling. High-flying teams. Now he comes into a division with the Kansas City Chiefs. He didn't go to Stanford and say, I'm going to get all this speed and I'm going to compete in this track meet. He went out and signed every offensive lineman and tight end he could find and ran the ball down their throats. And so that's the formula that I'm using for this pick to justify why they would take Latham.
Do the Rams draft Matthew Stafford's successor?
That rumor's been flown around, and everybody's, I don't know if it's out there, but everybody in the league is talking about the fact that, you know, Les Snead was college roommates with Bo Nix's dad. So that's the connection that's been made there. And then I find out, well, they haven't really done a ton of work on Bo Nix. And I told that to a team. I said, they're not going to take Bo Nix. They really haven't done much work on him. And they go, you don't need to do work on him. He was roommates with his dad. You think he doesn't know this kid? And I'm like, this is so much garbage floating around here. I don't think. I think they're going to try and get somebody to help Stafford, not replace him.
Great to talk to you. Have fun tonight.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I need my Dan Patrick text tonight. So you're always the best.
I'll text you, but I'll make sure that you're not on the air. I'll do it during a commercial break.
Okay, you're the best, buddy.
All right, buddy, thank you. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst, Chargers radio analyst, host of Moving the Sticks podcast. He'll be right next to Rich Eisen and company, Charles Davis. That'll be coming up tonight, NFL Network giving you their coverage. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
And I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah.
It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to my brother going through a chemotherapy session there. He said that chemo feels better than Fritzy's SportsCenter tees.
Wow. Yeah. That's harsh.
Yeah.
That is unbelievably
harsh. He said he would
rather,
he'd rather have another dose of chemo than he would another SportsCenter tease.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I know. Rich Eisen on the show tomorrow, Lewis Riddick from the Mothership, and our good buddy Ross Tucker.
That's a statement right there.
It is.
The funny thing is you're not making it up.
No. I got a picture of my brother. He sent. He goes, Al, hey, getting
I'd rather have more chemo than
It's about as vicious as it gets.
It does. But he did say he likes Rhyme Time.
Okay.
Just saying. You know, it's
more than chemo?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. He likes Rhyme Time more than chemo. Let me see. Zach in L.A. Zach, thank you for holding. What is on your mind today?
I was just thinking of two quick comps. One for Caleb Williams would be Brett Favre, and then two for Jaden Daniels would be Jake Locker.
Jake Locker. Hmm. Jake Locker was a good athlete. Just seemed like he had a problem with those intermediate throws, but he was a good athlete. Yes, Mark.
Was he one of those guys like, oh, if the draft was today, he'd be the number one pick as a junior? Was he one of those guys?
I think that he was held in high regard. And then that was that draft where everybody was like, we got to get a quarterback. And then all of a sudden, like three or four went in a window of five picks or something like that. Otto in L.A. Otto, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm originally from Atlanta. So hearing you guys saying Brock Bowers to the Falcons is crazy to me. We don't need another offensive weapon. But I had a question for Marvin.
Oh, go ahead.
Marvin, what's going on, bro? It is it's my mom's birthday today, so which song should I sing to her? Dear Mama from Tupac or Song for Mama from Boyz II Men?
Oh, that's easy. Dear Mama by Tupac. I hate A Song for Mama by Boyz II Men. It's the worst. Don't you ever. That song sucks.
All right. Well, okay. Dear Mama, it is. Dear Mama.
Well, let me hear a little bit of it there, Otto.
Let's see. Okay, hold on. Let me catch the beat. Even though it was crazy, I got to thank the Lord that you made me.
Thank you, Otto. Thank you. I love this show. I do. You know, it's unfortunate. It's all scripted, but, you know, I do love this show.
Yeah, Mama.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Marvin's out of nowhere anger towards Boyz II Men. That song is like me not liking the actor Bill Pullman. It's just out of nowhere.
Yeah, what do you have against Boyz II Men?
No, nothing against Boyz II Men. I love Boyz II Men. I just think that song's terrible. Somebody, my wedding DJ was like, oh, for your mother's son, you know, you want to do A Song for Mama by Boyz II Men. I know him, too. I was like, James, I'll fire you. I'll get somebody else.
Oh. What was the song you danced with your mom to?
So it was a song by Shalimar called The Night to Remember, and it's a kind of a fast-paced song. We don't slow dance.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Really?
My mom always says, save that for the people with no rhythm.
Oh, yeah, wow. Like, what'd your mom just say about me?
I slow danced with my mother, too.
Yeah.
Tell her to say it to our face.
Yeah. Come on, Bridget.
And she might come and say it.
Probably will.
Probably would.
That'd be right.
Rex and Mason. Hey, Rex.
Hey, you talking about root beer. You as a kid, you had to go to the root beer stand down in Sharonville. Blue Ash area.
Yeah, after Little League games.
Right, and they had great root beer.
Yeah, there was like Barks root beer was one. But yeah, thank you, Rex. A&W root beer. Roger in Vermont. Hi, Rog. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to maybe give you a did you know what A&W stands for?
What does A&W root beer stand for? Anybody want to guess? Todd?
Artie and William.
Artie and William. I'm going to say that's probably not right. Paulie?
Last name of the owners.
Okay. So were there two owners and that was A&W root beer? Roger?
Yes, there were two owners. But up here in Vermont, where there is only one, I believe, is the only one left in New England, A&W stands for Ambogos and Wootbia.
All right.
That was my second guess.
Thank you, Roger. This day in sports history, Paulie.
How can I top that? In 1974, Tampa Bay was awarded the NFL's 27th franchise.
That was a big windup by Roger in Vermont.
I think it's being underappreciated. Hamburgers and Woot beer.
Woot.
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 Hamburgers and Woot beer.
Woot, there it is.
that's good stuff. It's good. Paulie, this day.
That's it. The Buccaneers got the franchise.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
There is an A&W root beer restaurant drive-in in Middlebury, Vermont, still open.
Okay. That's where Roger goes. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Jimmy Jimerson reminds us that for a team to trade down in the draft, it often requires another team to trade up.
Seton O'Connor, what did you learn?
Hot takes aplenty today on this.
Yes, Marvin had the hottest take. What did you learn?
You want to get Mel Kiper into the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. With Brent Musburger. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Bo Nix, Tony Romo.
That's a good call by you. Todd, what did I learn?
Marvin Prince has not yet seen A Few Good Men. What?
TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the Tire Decision Guide. Full lineup of Pirelli tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We'll recap the draft with the help of Rich Eisen, Ross Tucker, and Louis Riddick tomorrow. Have a great night.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.